Vice chapter 6, Mishnah 5. Ashida v'ateva shevayam. If there was a chest or a box in the sea, floating in the sea, ein matbilin bahem, a person can't immerse inside the chest or the box, elim kain hayu nekuvim kushferet anud, unless there's a hole the size that you could put two fingers in, connecting what's inside the box to the water of the sea. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, bekli gadol, if it's a large vessel, arba tfachim, a hole the size of two fingers is not big enough, it's got to be four tfachim, right, quite a big opening into the sea. Ubakatan ruban, if it's a small vessel, so the vessel is not even four tfachim wide, then the majority of the side of the vessel has to be open. Imaya sak or kupa, if it's a sack or a basket, so it's completely porous basically, then matbilin bahem kamasham, so they can be immerse vessels in them. If they're floating in the sea, so one could immerse vessels in them just as they are, because they're so porous that, you know, whatever's inside them is connected to the water of the sea. Because the water in the sea is mingled up with what's inside there. Hayuna sunim tachas atzinner, and also if a sack is, for example, is placed underneath a pipe, so that the, you know, where you've got the scenario where you've got your water collecting on the roof and flowing down the pipe and into a mikveh, so if the sack is covering the end of the pipe, einam poislim es a mikveh, that doesn't render the mikveh invalid. It doesn't render the mikveh invalid. And the reason doesn't render the mikveh invalid, it doesn't cause the water that's flowing through it to become drawn water. Because it's so porous, the water just flows straight through it. It's as if it's almost kind of not there. And last case of this Mishnah, Ella matbilin, it says, I mean, Ella's rather, but he brings over here actually some change to end. The sack, matbilin oisan, one can immerse the sack, umalin oisan kadakan, and lift it up in the usual way. And what's going on over here is that if a mikveh was exactly 40 seah, and you immerse a vessel in the mikveh, let's say a bucket, immerse the bucket in the mikveh, and you lift it up. So the water in the bucket is going to become drawn water. Now you're going to pour the drawn water back into the mikveh, right? So that's going to be a problem. But in that scenario, this sack wouldn't be a problem because it's porous, right? So it's whatever you lift up, it's going to fall out of it. It's not considered, it wouldn't be considered drawn water in that scenario.